Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the last Sunday of each month from 2 to 3 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where you young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Elora, and...
River.
We both attend Laytonville High School. Today's topic is... commercialization of youth. Youth are the darlings of the advertising world. They may be too young to vote, but they are squarely in the crosshairs of corporate advertisers. From the moment they sit down to a bowl of Kellogg's Star Wars Episode 3 cereal in the morning, until they go to bed in their Hello Kitty or Spider-Man pajamas. In between beverages and snack food, companies vie for position. In the hallways of their schools, pop stars and celebrities beckon them in designer label clothes, and TV shows and movies flash subliminal product placement at them relentlessly. There has long been advertising aimed at children, but the scale and sophistication of today's marketing campaigns go far beyond traditional television ads. Commercializing childhood to an unprecedented degree. Techniques in the modern repertoire include invasive viral marketing. Campaigns that secretly turn children's friendships into word-of-mouth networks for spreading enthusiasm about new products. Convert research into children's habits and preferences. And gimmicks such as hybridized advert games that disguise brand building and consumer product research as slick entertainment. The dollar figure scale of it helps put the trend in perspective. In 1983, when television was the biggest conduit for advertising, marketers spent $100 million on TV ads for children. Today, by one estimate, they spend 150 times that amount. $15 billion annually on TV, internet, print, and other more stealthily marketed campaigns, all targeting children. Young people now see about 40,000 ads per year on television alone, in addition to all the rest. Little wonder they can name 300 to 400 corporate brands by the time they are 10 years old. But there is a growing body of evidence that there is an unwelcome and unhealthy consequences for the children and families on the receiving end of all the marketing and consumerism. Some ads use images of material, happiness, sexuality, or violence to stir adolescent insecurities. Others use colorful cartoon characters or splashy product packaging to create a sense of wonder for young children. As tens of thousands of those flickering images melt together into a constant nagging whisper in children's ears, specific harmful effects can run the gamut from increased parent-child conflicts to strained family budgets, distorted value systems, and both physical and emotional health problems. Boston College sociologist and economic expert Julia Shore has identified strong correlations between children's immersion in the consumer culture, the conflicts they have with their parents, and their feelings of depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. Meanwhile, ads for alcohol, tobacco, and junk food have not surprisingly, been associated with alcohol and tobacco use and obesity. Equally troubling are the connections between violent media marketing to children and displays of aggressive behavior. What makes this generation of children so attractive to the marketers? The most obvious reason is that children today are multi-billion dollar consumers. They make more direct purchases and exert greater influence on family budget than ever before. Children between the ages of 4 and 12 spend up to $30 billion per year on such things as junk food, candy, toys, and games. That is an increase of 400% in less than two decades. Teenagers spend nearly another $200 billion per year on snack food, make clothing, entertainment, makeup, and other items. In fact, studies find that young people spend more time shopping than on virtually any other activity. And beyond their own direct purchases, they exert enormous influence over the rest of the family budget. Food items, particularly cereal, snacks, and beverages, account for more than 50% of all ads targeting children. Not surprisingly, those things tend to be among toddlers' first product requests. Among older children and teens, branding efforts often involve product endorsements by celebrities, sports figures, and even peers. Items marketed to children of these ages rely heavily on imagery that hit their psychological weak spots. The goal is to persuade kids in certain products that certain products will make them attractive, sexy, cool, or popular, or happy. Consumerism is used to describe the tendency of people to identify strongly with products or services they consume, especially those with commercial brand names and obvious status-enhancing appeal. For example, an expensive automobile, expensive clothes. A culture that is permeated by consumerism can be referred to as a consumer culture. Impulse buyers who cannot resist spending money and commonly termed shopaholics. In the wake of 9/11, Americans were told to spend money to stabilize the economy. It was a patriotic act. In these days of economic chaos, people are still encouraged to stimulate the economy by going further in debt. And by creating material desires and needs in youth of our culture, the corporations can continue to profit in tough times. While adults may be able to resist the psychological manipulation of advertising, young minds continue to be easy to implant. What do you, in the listening audience, think about advertising and creating a consumer culture? We're going to discuss our research into these topics for a while, and then we will ask you to join in. We hope that you are interested in these subjects and will want to participate. We're at the Willett Studio, and our phone number will be 456-9991. We will encourage everyone to join in the discussion in about 20 minutes. Let's begin by talking about the commercialization of youth. River, do you feel manipulated by advertising?
Well, I don't feel manipulated so much as disgusted. I'm one of the few people who whenever I see an advertisement, I want to rebel against that and not buy that product, but specifically because they're advertising it in such a massive way. For example, a few weeks ago, I went to the mall because we had to stop. I wouldn't go to the mall otherwise, and eat lunch, and there was Santa Claus there before Thanksgiving, and that just made me so angry. I was like, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, people. I know there's like Black Friday and everything like that, but still, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Black Friday, they say that you were talking about earlier how everything, people will be like, oh, everything's on sale, and like most of the things in the store will be not even, it just looks like they are.
Well, it says sale 20% off or whatever, but if you look on there'll be notices, and in the fine print it will say there's only a few items that are actually on sale here. There's like five stereos for $15 or something like that, and then the rest is just regular or what the prices were before. So it's ridiculous, and especially like the case last year where a lady was trampled to death while trying to get into Walmart. It just goes to show the whole horrible mentality of Americans and consumerism.
Yeah. Well, when you see all the different products and everything, you see, like, you'll see when you go into a store, you'll see advertising for junk food, toys, clothes, and even on the clothes, they even have the branding on them. So it, like, kind of shows you that wherever you go, you will find some sort of advertising to the kids. Like, when kids see that, they want to buy that stuff because everyone else is buying that stuff, and everyone tries to be the most popular and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it creates the need to be hip or cool or like the new thing, and and it starts out at a very early age in what may seem as very kind of innocent things, but Barbie isn't so innocent, actually. that's kind of in your face.
Well, when I was right little, there. I liked to play with Barbies a lot, but that was because my older cousins used to play with Barbies. Like, I was always a younger kid, and I would always watch my cousins buying all these brand-name clothes because they lived in the city, and I was a little country girl. Mm-hmm. And I would always want to be just like them when I got older.
Yeah, exactly. See, it starts out pretty young, and I think we kind of create the need. or the masses create the need. I'm not saying we personally create the need, but we might in some ways. Sorry, getting sidetracked. it's just like the whole Hello Kitty thing with the little cat and everything, and then then
when you go into like a Toys R Us because they're like everywhere, you see all these Disney princess stories and stuff like that when those came out a long time ago. And when they first came out, they probably didn't even have as many, because there are 40,000 licensed Disney princess items, the brand that was bought in 2006, which is like $3.4 billion. And when the movies first came out, they didn't even have that. And now, like, 30 years later, they do.
Yeah, and I always find it funky how they signed the princesses to be perfect, you know? Yeah. You know, that Snow White. Maybe not so much, but the rest.
She ended up with the prince.
Man. Oh yeah, yes, that's very true.
She had the perfect skin, the perfect hair.
Yeah,
and then everyone wanted to be like her. See on Halloween, you see all these little kids because they see the marketing of her. They dress up like her or the other princesses and stuff like that.
And they're all manipulations of stories as well.
Yeah,
Which also kind of bugs me. It's just a bunch of manipulations, like. I heard on the radio this morning that real Christmas, especially commercialization and everything, started with Charles Dickens and the Christmas Carol,
But I thought he was more like the greatest gift is like love and that kind of stuff.
Well, he also did that, but he also remember at the end of the Christmas Carol, he's like, "Here, have money. I'm gonna buy you a giant turkey and everything." You know? And it's very I was listening to it this morning, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. You know, it started out in maybe forms that we would consider pretty mild now. Like buy somebody a turkey for Christmas or something like that, but it definitely evolved, you know. Yeah. And now it's I bought you a truck or something.
I bought you a truck for Christmas.
Yeah, I heard somebody got one of our friends got a truck for Christmas, which is just amazing to me.
Well, yeah. Also, like. It's what truck to buy, because there's the different companies. They all like try, even on like kids cartoons, you see like the Honda dealer, Honda Save. There's a Christmas sale at Honda for like, they're like, come buy it. Honda. It's a love first match or something like that. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. And there's, I actually, saw a few commercials on TV and it's like, you must have this. This is the new thing or whatever. And it's like, and it's amazing. They like shove it in your face.
Like,
it's
like,
this
that.
Is, or your dog needs this or he'll die. You know, it's that sort of thing. It's just like, it puts the research there for you. So you don't need to become independent in what you buy. It
makes us kind of sustain, like, we need to have that, or we won't be able to buy things or think for ourselves anymore.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about earlier, beforehand, about how, oh, shoot, I forgot my thought.
It's okay. Well, especially towards children, their parents, like, you'll go into a store and the kids will be like, "Mommy, Mommy, I want this," and your parents will get it for it because it's the kind of cereal they saw, like, Lucky Charms. You'll see the little green guy running around, and you'll see all the magic coming out of the marshmallows, and all that stuff is the same as most of the other cereals. It's just they put color in it.
Yeah, and there's especially now in like suburbia and everything, there's really no restrictions on television or how much you can watch. So it's always there in your face. You see so many different commercials. Half of the time you're watching commercials, half time. time you're not. And parents actually, we were talking about this, parents actually consider other people who don't have televisions deprived. and deprived of modern life or whatever. And it's just like, I'm doing so well without this. I'm probably doing a little bit better financially than you're doing right now. So
yeah, well, it's really not like any of us were left out, because me and you both didn't grow up with television, and
yeah,
we're doing just fine.
Yeah, it's not like
yeah. Well, the television marketing companies actually spend $17 billion annually just towards children, and that was in like 1983. So it's like tripled a million times since then. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're just targeting them because kids are very easy at winning your parents over. Just be like, "Mommy, please."
Yeah, and television also helps the brainwashing process by giving people news that probably isn't necessarily true. I mean, they're giving you all these different random celebrity news and
when you don't really even, those people probably don't even want
and
their
there's got to be like. Like, five better top stories than Brad Pitt and Angelina having another kid, you know? it's just, every day. It's the whole brainwashing process, and I don't know if you see it so much in Mendocino County as much, because we're all, a lot of us are very liberal in everything.
Well, have you ever been to Disneyland before?
Yeah.
Well, you know when you go there and, like, you go through the castle, and most of the rides, in front of them, they have toys for the ride, and those toys have been there. I went when I was 4, 8, and then I went this last year, mm-hmm. and they have the same toys they had when I was 4 years old. Awesome. Like, they don't change them, and then, like, every time you go back, you buy the exact same toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because they're, like, shoving it at you, like, you don't have this toy, you need this toy. It's like they try and get you to buy it as a memory when you could just, like, take a picture and just have the memory with your family.
We're talking about toys and stuff like that as well. And I think that, in a sense, is kind of contributing to the American obesity of the brain. But we're also talking about the food commercials. McDonald's, you know, like, they have the rap hip hop music and stuff now, and they're like, there was actually a Burger King commercial or something like that where they're club dancing and everything, and the guy takes a bite of the Big Mac and he's like,
Well, yeah, Avatar, the newest movie that, like, everyone wants to go see, McDonald's actually, they have this commercial where you're running down and you're like these little kids, and then they, like, pull out their Avatar toys and they're, like, coming to life and stuff, and they're playing with them in the land of Avatar. When really, you're going to McDonald's, you're sitting in a chair that millions of people have sat in, and you're eating a burger that you have no idea where it came from.
You know?
But you get a toy, so it's all better.
Yeah, and I actually saw that movie. It's awesome. Okay, it's one of my favorite movies. And the whole thing about that movie is kind of it's all about trying to stop people from uselessly extorting resources. And by Burger King using that, they're doing exactly what the movie's not about, you know?
Well, that movie probably protesting. Made, like, a whole bunch of money anyway,
mm-hmm.
so technically it's just against its point.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, excess. Everything in excess. We need to have everything all at once.
Well, they're making, like, the same movies over again. Like, The Christmas Carol has probably been made, like, 25 times. But they just keep advertising it as different when it's really just the same story.
Mm. I don't know.
I like the Muppets one, though. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's just like, I guess the new technology and everything, but I don't know.
Well, a lot of kids, you know, the, like, Xbox 360 or whatever, you can go on TV and play at the same time, pretty much. And so you'll be, like, playing a game, and you'll also be watching a commercial about the other game you can buy.
You know, and video games are probably the worst. I mean, at least when you had Hot Wheels, it's like, yeah, I have Hot Wheels. Let's go play with Hot Wheels. Let's go and actually do something. Let's build tracks and use our brains for something. But now people are just...
Racing the cars on the remote where all you need is your fingers.
Racing the cars or shooting people, you know? I know my little brother always talks about one of his friends who plays like, oh, I'm going to go cut some people up or like shoot somebody in the head. I'm serious. This is scary. And instead of like it's like an extreme form of Power Rangers. So, where?
Well, like now they're able to sell those to like minor, like under people who should not be playing those games. Like kids should not be like knowing about that. Well, they can know about it, but they shouldn't be experiencing that at such a young age. Yeah. It kind of like corrupts them in a sort of way.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right if you kind of, I guess it's sort of all right if you know about the despair people are going through. But if it's just like there's inhuman aliens that really annoy you and stuff, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go kill some things, and that is the mentality of it. And if you're brought up with that, you just thought, oh, a whole bunch of people are going to be brought up to be trigger happy, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Well, you're like training these kids to do things that you don't want them to do.
Yeah. Yeah, or that you don't really care about. I mean, I guess other parents will be like, oh, this is a norm. This is what all kids do. And of course all kids do it. It's what's on TV and what's been brought up.
Well, everything is like linked. If you have a movie, then the movie has toys to it. And it also has like a food company takes part of that movie. And then everything's connected. And they just want you to buy more and more and more into that whatever you like. And they just try and show you what you like. You don't really choose for yourself anymore. You're kind of just like, oh, let's go watch this movie. And then if you like the movie, then you go eat the...
You know what was a really trippy and funny, cool movie? WALL-E. WALL-E, they were in the future, and they were they had to leave their world because there was trash, and the trash buildup was so intense that they had to go. And the funky thing is, you're sitting in these red chairs in the theater, and you see, and you're looking at these people and these laid back chairs and everything with their popcorn and like everything waiting on them, and they're fat and they can't even walk. And then you look
around in the theater, and there's people sitting in red chairs eating popcorn and sodas.
Yeah, yeah, and some people realize it. And some people I personally had to be told, and when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That just reflects so much about what we're doing.
Because the consumerism of this country, we probably import way more than we export anywhere. Because the American people, we use so much product, like plastic and all those kind of things. Like, if you look at all the car lots and everything, they promote all these car sales and everything, but still you see them full of cars every year.
Yeah, but going on with the import thing, people, as you said in the beginning, people spend more time shopping than any other activity. Now, that's insane.
It's like that you spend more time shopping than you do walking around to the shops. Yeah. You can just, like, sit on escalators and, like,
whatnot. Yeah, well, I mean, the...
Probably walking.
Probably walking is... Yeah. Discounted from that thing, or thinking,
maybe. Unless the TV's thinking for you, ooh, I'm going to buy that now.
Or you just.
I think it's a more physical activity thing, though. You spend more time shopping than you do playing baseball.
And it's like, what else could I be doing with my time right now? What I could be educating myself. In fact, I started with. Thing on Facebook. I use Facebook. I'm sorry. It was a group of educating yourself, which you go and research online things, and you find a good news article, and then you start a discussion about it. Now if you spent a lot of time doing that instead of shopping, per se,
still be on the internet though, and you could see like subliminal messages of,
but you'd still be educating yourself. Sure. Which is my point. If you spent the amount of time shopping, on any other activity, like activism or like
helping
like,
out your community,
even sports, even keeping yourself in shape, you know.
It's doing something you love. Like, there's a lot of people who just will be like, football is my favorite sport, so I'll get a whole bunch of friends together, and when there's no football team, they'll just go play around, and I think that's great, because you don't have to be sitting in front of a TV watching people try and sell you stuff, because for every, like, 30 minutes of, like, TV, like, for a movie you watch, like, 50 minutes or something of, commercials.
Yeah.
Because every, like, 10 minutes of a show, you, like, stop for commercials.
Uh-huh. And, I don't know how much people... maybe the callers could give me an idea, but how much people actually follow the commercials. But personally, I think they're ridiculous. They're so
obscene. They're just like
they're so in your face and kind of not right.
Well, have you ever seen the commercial for Moon Sand? It's a sand that you can squish that never falls apart, but like. I don't know, when I was little, they had moon sand, and then, like, they kept making moon sand that could go underwater, and then moon sand that would get wet and then dry, and, like, this kept going on with moon sand that was different every year, and it's just that they just want you to buy new stuff, so they try and improve or make something a little bit different, so you have to have it.
Yeah.
So you're always buying new and new things.
Well, like I was talking to my dad about the other day, you know, they should have an add-on to your cell phone, which is a Tic Tac dispenser. you plug it in at the bottom, it dispenses Tic Tacs, and I could patent that, and I could make a big deal about it, make lots of money off of
Tic Tac. The cell phone Tic Tac dispenser, but then what if you're getting, like, radiation into your Tic Tacs?
Oh, yeah.
That would be good. Tic Tac radiation.
But you could brainwash the people so they didn't know about that. See,
I'm thinking like a commercializer.
But
yeah, like there's people who will just be like Christmas shopping on TV. They'll just sit there and watch commercials till they find everything for like their nieces, nephews, and cousins and stuff.
Yeah, or on the internet, you know, there's like you know those little side games on the internet that shoot the duck or whatever, or
win a free iPod if you hit this duck
or IQ test.
Yeah,
it makes me feel really stupid. But I've tried to take it a few times actually.
Sometimes can't figure them out.
I succumb to the horribleness of the media, but it's just all these different things like. And some are really revealing. Like there's advertisements for games that really shouldn't be shown.
Well, you see advertisements for games where women have barely any clothing on.
Yeah.
Like video games, like come see me, my lord. It's like you should not see that.
Ebony is like one of the top. Anybody who's on the internet will see this advertisement. It's just like the girl has her hands over her breasts, and that's about it.
And like kids see these like things, like it's on Facebook and MySpace, and like there's kids who are like 7 years old on those.
They consider it normal, which is scary. Like 50 years ago, this would have been
frowned upon highly, not allowed.
And I do admit that people are a lot more liberal now, and they have more ideas and stuff, and there's stuff going around. But but I think also we're a little more. We're liberal, but in a sense that is very narrow.
It seems like some things are frowned upon and others aren't and should be.
Yeah, exactly. And chivalry is dead. So.
Yeah. Well, the things that should be frowned upon are usually, like, not.
Yeah. But,
Well, yeah, in these TV shows, and, like, a long time ago, like, the ratings on TV and all those things have gone way down, whereas, like, movies will be played on, like, Showtime that kids will see, and, like, they'll see these sexual and, like, drug-related and violent shows that can promote high things and that maybe they won't understand as much, and they won't watch them with their parents for them to explain to them, and then they'll see these and try and act on them.
Yeah.
And it's just giving them bad, like... Bad, what's the word?
bad perspective? Or
think, yeah, that works.
Yeah, okay.
Bad, like, perspective on what life is, whereas they may not have experienced this for themselves, so they might think that's normal for them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it's probably really bad for them to do some of the things they see.
But, yeah, so like, marketing is also really accessible now. eBay, Amazon,
Craigslist,
everything, and those don't get advertised as much. I don't see very many advertisements of those, but it's definitely
there's a lot for eBay, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah, there's a lot for eBay, and I do my shopping on Amazon and some other kind of discreet online stores, but Amazon isn't discreet. Never mind. It's just I don't know. It's a lot more accessible, yeah. And I think it also makes people a little bit more lazy.
You can call right now. Like, yeah. Usually you'd have to go to a store to buy things, whereas now you can just call from your TV. Call this number on your screen, and then you can call it and order it, and you don't even have to leave your TV room.
But, yeah, exactly. And I hate shopping. So,
I guess it is for the shopper unliking people.
Yeah.
Easier for them, too. Easier for them to shop, I guess, if they don't really want to be around other people.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we especially like to encourage the youth, their parents, and concerned friends in the listening audience. Please call if you have questions or insights about the commercialization of youth. Have you noticed a greater advertising focus on youth in the past decade? If you have children, did you see them affected by brand names? Do the children you know wear clothing that sport logo or brand names or trademarked cartoon characters? How about the adults? Have you seen children demand certain products in the grocery store? Which ones? Is this different from when you were growing up? Is consumerism necessary to keep a capitalistic society running well? Do you think consumerism is responsible for some of the environmental crises that the world is facing? Do you go into debt to express your love at Christmas? Are young people aware of problems associated with living a life in debt? Do you tend to associate with people who wear the same kind of clothes or drive the same kinds of cars as you? How can young people grow up free of consumer culture? Is consumer culture a factor in environmental destruction? And again, the phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio, or else we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of this discussion. We'd really like to hear from you.
I just read this thing. It's, you know, the gum Wrigley, they paid R&B singer Chris Brown to write Double Mint Gum into his Forever song. And, like, I know so many people listen to that song. It played, like, every dance for a couple years.
Uh-huh.
And it's so weird that would be in there because I've never heard it. And maybe it's just, like, in there secretly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that happens a lot, actually, with them, with people who don't. Well, I mean, celebrities are probably some of the biggest corrupt people out there, you know?
Well, once you have money, you kind of just want more because you spend it on higher things. There was this purse by Louis Vuitton that was like $30,000. And mm-hmm. It's like these people buy these purses and they're like, oh, I have no more money left.
Yeah.
It's because it's the branding that, like, even adults can be affected by branding.
I don't know if this is common, but my little brother is just like, he's really into video games. And, seriously, that's what he talks about a lot. And I don't know if that's an attention thing or something like that, but,
My little brother played video games, and now he is huge. He just sits there and eats McDonald's and plays video games all day.
Yeah, yeah. And, I think that's one of the big issues of modern-day culture. But, I mean, it's just
sad.
I don't know what we can do to stop it. I mean, honestly,
it's like a crutch for the American people now is to buy things. Like, if you need something, oh, I need tape. I'll run to the store and get more tape. Or It's like you could probably even have some like someone deliver it.
Yeah, I mean, like if there's any way that we can slow it down or something,
it would be a lot better for environment and economy, probably, because our economy is so bad right now, probably.
Yeah. Callers, if you have any idea about this, please call in. We'd love to have your input on anything that you have to say. Again, our phone number is 456-9991. We'd love to hear from you.
It's great to hear our callers and our listeners' ideas on our show, because we like to hear the community's
ideas. We're only two people. And caller, you're on there.
Hey, you know, you folks I are doing such a fabulous job, and I can imagine you think maybe just after Christmas who's listening, but I think a lot of people are listening, and it is so refreshing to hear your voices and to hear your perspectives. And as a person who doesn't have children, but you could probably be my children or my grandchildren, your voices and your opinions are really valuable. I wonder if you would be willing to talk a little bit about your ways of relating to the internet and Facebook and my page and those things, and how you think those things are shaping the change and introducing consumerism in really maybe very insidious and very subtle ways. Because I think it's, do you agree that those platforms are like dominant within your age group? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, a lot. Even our schools, we have a Got Milk poster like by a very famous singer or something like that. It's just that like
Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, Jordan Sparks.
So could I hang up and hear you talk about those things? Because I think that's, you know, my 93-year-old father just died, and he used to go on and on about, oh, the first radio, and then the first telephone, and then the first TV, and the big technological jump that's happened, especially for, you know, old hippies in the woods, between your parents or your grandparents' generation and yourselves, and how much that technology is shaping your thoughts, your ideas, your interactions, all those things. I'd love to hear what you think about that, and I'll hang up.
Okay.
And you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I know for me personally, online is it's an easy way to communicate when you don't really want to communicate with somebody over the phone.
We can just send them an email. Hi, what's up?
Yeah, and you post your pictures and stuff, and you can always post your best pictures and look really nice. And some people use that as a way to get the girls or whatever, or get the guys and get in relationships or something when you don't even really know the people. And it's actually kind of scary because you don't get as much face-to-face.
Well, I know I use Facebook also, but they have these games. They're called, like, zoos and, like, pet games and stuff like that, and you can like have your own pets and stuff like that that are virtual, and you don't even have to be playing with your dog that's like sitting right next to you in real life.
Yeah, and that's actually kind of scary. I just realized, because what you do is you can they have these certain points that you can get new items and stuff with on certain games, and
it's like teaching kids to buy, because you make all this money by like playing with your pet, and then you just spend it on toys and clothing for your pet.
Yeah. Yeah. And
especially if you don't have to feed your pet, because it won't never die.
The social aspect, I can't find much that has to do with advertising with the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you're always seeing your friends wearing, like, clothing brand names, and, like, if you see the popular kids wearing, like, Abercrombie and American Eagle, you're going to want to wear it because you're going to want to be like them.
But the flip side of that, and my view is that if you see people in everyday life as well wearing those things, like, it's just the same thing. So
yeah, well, like, yeah, I guess so, because I guess it is just people. Some people have more money and they can just buy those things, whereas you don't really need them because they are just clothes as well.
One thing that sites do, like Facebook and everything, they really make you have a short attention span. is what I notice, is you always have a short attention span. You can't focus on things for as long as you need to. So when you get a new item, or when you get something else that, like the new iPhone or a new cell phone or something, when you get something like that, it's just one thing after the other. You can't wait until the next thing comes out, and once you do, that's the new thing,
and then you want to buy that.
And then it comes a vicious cycle.
Yeah, and you're just gonna keep buying what comes out, and that's what the marketing company is. They make new things as soon as they can, so you just need to have that. Like, they'll have a CD, and then like a couple weeks later, the new band will come out with the same CD almost, same songs.
You know what's confusing about it is, why do these companies need it? They already have enough money and everything, and it's like, is it just to get richer or whatever? Or,
well, they do spend
greedy
a
pigs
lot.
Or
yeah.
whatever. But well, like they probably don't even use half of the money. They die with like five.
And then it just goes to their kids, who probably just spend it on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been there, but I definitely think...
Well, I know when I was little, I used to always watch these TV shows, and then I'd be like, oh, where'd the TV show go? Because I didn't have it, I'd go to my grandma's and stuff. And then, like, a couple months later, they'd have almost the exact same TV show, but with different kids, and, like, a different school or something, but it'd be almost the exact same TV show. Like, even if you look at older TV shows, you'll see it's about high school kids who are going through the same problems and stuff. It's just they try and make the new thing.
Well, Facebook is also kind of the easy way out. It's like you have the avatar and everything, and you don't have to go up to somebody and
talk to them.
Talk to them, exactly.
You could be an entirely fake person on there. You could be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, well,
quarterback of the football team.
That's what a predator is. And that's one of the big issues as well. But
Callers, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 456-9991. We encourage you all to call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mostly for like younger kids, like they were saying in one of the things we were reading, is like the first thing you ask for when your baby is like juice or something, like a nice can of juice that you really want, that you see everyone drinking. Mm-hmm. And then like it just goes all downhill from there.
Down slope.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
so,
like a little red wagon.
You could argue that living off what you have is the best, you know? Like making your own food or something, and just kind of be a little recluse. But
yeah.
But again, that's probably not the best thing to do. I don't know. It's,
yeah. Well, do you think consumerism necessary to keep a capitalistic society running well?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I think on some levels it is, but yeah. Hold on. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I just heard you make a statement, the beginning of a statement, about arguing that living off what you have is really the best. And it seems to me that's really getting to a seed of possibly an antidote or solution. And we see so many movements towards localization, you know, buying locally or getting into exchange programs locally so we don't have to use money as much. I'd just like to hear whether the two of you have or have thought about, what about if you have kids of your own, or you know, role models for other kids in the community later on? How do you see, you know, this kind of movement perhaps affecting the commercialization tsunami that we're caught up in right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think it will affect it at all? And I'll just hang up and listen to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Well, one thing I have to say is I'm really glad that the mall wasn't built in Ukiah, just because that would have taken away from a lot of local
businesses and stuff.
Local businesses, and I love the local businesses here. That's kind of what I want to do. I want to start my own counseling psychology business above like a bookstore. That's just like my dream job right there, is have my office above my workplace and coffee shop and
somewhere where people bookstore. Can like actually talk or like
yeah and socialize and get out into the world, you know,
instead of like talking to their friend who lives a couple miles away on Facebook. They can just go down to the coffee shop and have a coffee and like talk to each other and actually socialize together
and read and well, I'll probably have internet there. But yeah, it's just really making your own little
dream.
Haven and buying maybe buying things that you think are cool and people walk in and they're like, I've never seen that before. And
Well, like, I think also the thing where you live with what you already have. I mean, there's a lot of things you can make. I mean, people go out and buy their Christmas trees when, like, you could just get a Christmas tree and plant it and keep it for a long time, because we had a Christmas tree for a couple years that we just had in a pot that we keep outside when it wasn't Christmas time.
Yeah, and unless it's like just like a folded up airplane, the gifts that you make are probably some of the most heartfelt gifts out there. And that's what I know parents really look for and really, really love, is like you can buy them a sharp knife or whatever for the kitchen, but if you make them like a little pot mitt or something that has an everyday practical use, or just like anything really, just
even Christmas ornaments you can just like make out of paper mache and stuff, they'll love and keep there for a long time.
Yes. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I really appreciate the two of you putting yourself out there and stating your personal views on the radio. That takes a lot of courage, and I'm really appreciating that and listening to you. I have a thought and a couple of questions, or maybe a story. Our family, a long time ago, decided that presents were only to be given to people under 18 in our family, and that cut down dramatically on the number of things that we were buying. But then after a while, we started missing giving gifts to each other. And what you just said about making gifts reminded me of the current discussion, which is, okay, maybe each adult will give one sort of homemade gift to another adult in the family. And maybe that will be what happens in the future. But I'd like to go back to something earlier that you said. And I wonder if I misunderstood that. Did I hear you say that you shop at Amazon because it's private?
Yeah. I mean, like it seems like there's not a lot of people around, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if you realize that Amazon tracks everything that you buy and pretty much knows who you are.
I did not realize that. Thank you.
When you go to a new Amazon screen, you are greeted with references that, you know, with things that refer to things that you buy in the past. And so they know who you are. And I'm wondering if you realize that if you shop at Amazon, that local bookstore that you would love to have your office above isn't going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you graduate from college, if we don't buy local books from our local bookstores.
I feel bad now.
No,
it's a good point. And
I have these conflicting things. I mean, I like to shop at Amazon too, but what I've realized lately is what I do is I research my books on Amazon and then I call my local bookstore and ask them to order the books for me. So I don't know. I just wanted to offer that because, you know, we all make these conflicting decisions, but if we don't shop from our local businesses, they're not going to be around when we need them and want them.
Yeah, and I think I've only bought like 3 books at Amazon. I do most of my shopping at the Book Juggler, actually, in Woolitz, and that's one that's probably my favorite bookstore ever. And it's kind of my dream to have that sort of bookstore, you know, the one where you go in and it has a wide variety of books, and you can go browsing. I mean, they have the most popular books on Amazon, but.
They can order those from there probably as well for you.
Yeah.
Caller, what do you think is the most, like, way that the media tries to attract kids' attention through, like, TV and print and all that kind of stuff?
Like, you know, it's hard for me to tell because they're all grown and my grandkid was just born.
Yeah.
But it seems to me it sort of flowed out of some of the things that you said, like every time you go online, there's an ad somewhere that you look at, right?
Yeah.
Every time you turn the television on, there's an ad that looks at, that talks to you. Every time you open a magazine, there's an ad.
Yeah. So,
Everywhere you look, basically. Yeah. So.
Everywhere you look.
I mean... Seriously, like you'll be driving down the road out in the middle of a very beautiful place, like coming into Willits. If you've ever been to Willits, there's all these McDonald's signs and all these.
You're hungry and needy, feel needy and feel like you need something.
Yeah, you don't see an advertisement for
Ardella's and that kind of stuff, like the good restaurants here.
For the good restaurants, there you see the massive ones, and that's kind of buggy. I don't like that.
Do you think not having a television in your life when you grew up made you more fortified against these influences?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. We're definitely not as influenced by media as we would be probably if we watched cartoons and all that kind of stuff every day.
Yeah.
Do you think that has actually influenced your sort of consumer behavior?
Yeah, I think that we actually know, like, we don't have to go to Walmart and buy, like, certain things, whereas we could go, like, we know where the stuff is, like at our local stores. Like if I need like shampoo or something, I don't have to go to like a corporate hair salon. I could just go to like a regular place and buy like organic shampoo and that kind of stuff.
And online's still pretty bad with that. And I grew up with online access, but I don't think it's as in your face as television is.
Yeah.
It's easier to say no to tune it out.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much. I'll hang up and
thank you, caller.
Thank you very much. Caller, you're on there.
Oh, hey. How you doing? I want to just riff real quickly off a comment the last caller made. I recall when I was a child growing up, Saturday morning television, and this was during the early 60s, and cartoon Saturday morning. And in between, of course, there were commercials. And I remember that, especially for the boys, there was always a lot of war toy commercials. I remember Mattel Monkey Division, Ideal, other stuff. But they were selling guns and toy guns for boys to play with. And many years later, it occurred to me, and it's almost conspiracy theory sort of thing, that the Vietnam War was heating up again. And the feeling that maybe as children we were being conditioned for that. And I see that possibly in a lot of the video games nowadays that are being sold. It's that same pattern again. So maybe you might want to talk about that a little, and I'll listen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Okay, bye.
That's absolutely correct. I think I talked about it a little bit earlier, but I'll go into more depth now. There is all sorts of war commercials now. You see Navy and Army.
And like kids' movie theaters, we saw.
It kind of glorifies them and gives them. It shows them being very intense and a lot of exercise, but it shows them like standing on top of mountains. I don't know if anybody's seen this, where they're standing on top of mountains, they flip the guns around and then they like stand really proud and everything, and it's like it glorifies it. And then especially the games, like Halo is one of the biggest ones now.
Halo and like Gears of War and all those games that they just like fight for all those. They just
They just. It's terrible because there's rappels and all these different things, but even medieval games are still kind of conditioning you for it. So, Carl, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard you speak earlier about an idea you had about maybe it was a coffee shop and a counseling center.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could just expand on that a little more. What that picture would be for you in the future when you do create that. Could you talk a little more in detail of that?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
Well, ever since I went to the Book Juggler the first time, I've just fallen in love with the atmosphere of that shop. and I've it's just one of the places where you can relax. You know, you have a counseling, you have a counseling office above where you can help people through their problems. You send them down below to relax and then get coffee, have a coffee, be awake, and just lay back and read. You know, it's have a place where people can come and talk and give info to each other, maybe have a newsstand out front or something, just in a place where it's already has one, but in a place where there's maybe not as much culture and where you can inspire culture to actually happen. So it's just always been a dream of mine to have a place where you can just a very healing place, you know. Yeah. It's like very relaxed, very nice.
Yeah, I think that having a bookstore actually helps children. Like, you get to read books, whereas you're not just like listening to video games talk to you or watching cartoons and stuff like that. You actually get to read and interact. And actually, there's kids I know who don't like read, and they're in high school. And I think reading as a child actually helps you a lot. My parents used to read to me, and that actually made me read a lot more now that I'm older.
Yeah. But I think now with everything where you can stay at home and just do whatever you want, it feeds on feeds on the consumerism even more, especially things like war games again. That inspire the need to feel powerful. I'm reading this article right here, and it says the need to feel powerful. Most children look for ways to feel powerful and strong. From a child's point of view, playing with violence is very seductive, especially connected with the power and eventual invincibility portrayed in entertainment. This just feeds. I think it's a government conspiracy. You know, I'm not going to be one of those. I can't deal with that. But it just seems like people are trying to brainwash people into becoming war machines, sort of.
Well, especially targeted towards little boys as well. It's not as much little girls that they play the video games there.
Actually, I don't know. Because I've heard quite a few stories about like 50% or 45%, 35% or somewhere around there of games bought are by women. And they might be things like Pet My Dog or something like that or something like that. It's true. There's a lot of women also who play these war games. So you can't really generalize too much, but I do think with the testosterone and everything that it targets guys. Like,
guys have the more aggressive I must rule everyone type of way.
So
okay. That's all for this month's edition of You Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Elora, and
River.
Thanks to our callers. One of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willits studio. Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with HALT, Healthy Activities for Laytonville Teens. HALT is a project designed by Laytonville's Healthy Start program. The project is creating many alternative activities for teens in our community. For more information, please contact Healthy Start at 984-8089 or visit their website at www.laytonville.org/healthystart.html. You Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs in streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Our next show will be on the last Sunday of January, 31st at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the end of this month. Next month.